At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
On a love train.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It's high noon in the District of Columbia. And we're fired up for our weekly Paisanos Players Chat with our guy, Sam Cosmi. Sam, what's up, dude? How are you?
What's up, fellas?
I want to start with an interesting question. Yeah, this one's going to catch you by surprise, I think. Over the weekend, somebody in France stole $100,000 worth of escargot. I'm not accusing you of that. I know where you were this weekend. However, if you could steal $100,000 worth of food, what would it be?
Steaks.
I kind of figured it would be that.
Yeah, 100%. Some exotic or like Wagyus or something like that.
That's what B said, was Wagyu. Sure.
I said it. Yeah. Hey, because you know what? You don't need as much when you're getting Wagyu. It's going to go away quick.
No, yeah, and you could freeze it. You know, that's the beautiful part about that, you know? So, yeah, it'll last you a while.
Speaking of, listen, obviously Sunday night was some heartbreak, but let's start with something you enjoyed on Saturday night. Texas A&M. You don't post often, but you did post a picture of Von Miller wearing your Texas uniform. How sweet was that, and how did that go with Von getting him to pay off that bet?
So, I mean, we kind of had this early in the year. We've been talking about it, you know, and it was just a quick little, you know, hey, my team wins, your team wins, whatever jersey, college jersey. So I kind of took it as like a win-win for me, you know, like it would suck if Texas have lost, but I get to wear a Von Miller Texas A&M jersey for a day. That's pretty cool. You know, I don't know if it's as cool for him for a Sam Cosby Texas jersey, but yeah, I mean, that was kind of the bet, and my guys were able to pull it off, and it was you know, I thought Von looked good in burnt orange, so
yeah. I think I don't know that you weren't around then, but many years ago, Sam, Maryland and Texas played a home and home, and somehow the Terps beat the Longhorns twice. And at that point, Colt McCoy was playing for the Skins, and Colt and I had the Maryland-Texas jersey bet, which was all upside for me because nobody thought on the planet that Maryland would win, and they did. And when Colt put on my Maryland T-shirt, you could see the pain in his heart having to deal with that as everybody took pictures. Do you remember that at all?
No, I don't, but that sounds awesome to be on, like, to, for your perspective of just like, I kind of got to witness that with Vaughn. I mean, you can look in the picture. He was not happy to put on that burnt orange.
A lot of angst on his face, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about this week's game. Just heartbreak. That one really had to be tough. How you feeling a couple days later?
Yeah, I mean, you know, from our standpoint, I felt like, you know, we gave it all we got, you know, like it was a hard-fought game on both sides of the ball. You know, I feel like we played really good ball all through and through, you know. You're never going to play a perfect game, but, you know, like we played really hard, you know, and it just, I mean, how close it is, to winning that game. And we saw the last play, and you know, I think it was J-Mac was wide open.
Yeah,
you know, just batted ball. Just, you know, it's just that close. A lot of these games are that close, and you know, props to Denver. They've been able to, you know, win in the fourth quarter and over to close games, and you know, props to them. They're a really good football team, and they've been doing a heck of a job, and especially in the fourth quarter and those big time moments. So, hats off to them.
I totally agree with you. I thought that was a heavyweight fight, and you guys just traded haymakers throughout. They were able to make one more play, and I loved the decision by Dan Quinn to go for two there. As a player on the field, was that what you were hoping would be the call?
I mean, in that situation, we know we're going for two. So, we're going to we have the belief and utmost confidence that we're going to have to go for two. Yeah.
And when you look at that play, it was blocked perfectly, wide open. Do you take any solace in the fact that, look, they made the right call, just didn't get it there?
Yeah, like I said, you know, like, made the right call, you know, on paper, X's and O's, it looks good. But that means we're all individuals, and, you know, they have playmakers, and their playmakers are able to make a play. So, you know, like I said, X's and O's go so far, player's going to make plays, and that's what he did.
Specifically for you guys, I thought the O-line was fantastic in that game. And, you know, I don't know that you know this, but DQ came out yesterday and said he thought that was your best game back since the injury. How do you feel you played? How do you feel the O-line played?
Yeah, you know, from an individual standpoint, I felt really good. You know, for me, like, every week, you know, just personally, you know, my knees getting stronger and back in the groove, you know, like, it's not a, hey, you're back, you're 100% healthy. It's, hey, you're still working through some things. Like, you know, for an injury like mine, it takes up to a year to fully, or 2 years to really 100%, you know, heal. So, I've been battling, you know, doing all that. And yesterday I felt really good. I felt like myself again. And so that's really good that I was able to display that, and, you know, they were able to see that. And then O-line, man, we battled our asses off. We knew what we had to do. They had a good unit. We had a great, you know, game plan, and, you know, for the majority of the day, we won our 1-on-1. So hats off to our guys for putting in the effort and working hard and all the preparation we put in. So, yeah.
Sam, you're next to a young guy, and, you know, I see him improving as the year goes on. What are your thoughts on what Connolly has done so far?
Yeah, you know, like, I think he's gained that confidence in himself. You know, in the National Football League, it's one biggest thing for you is to have that confidence in yourself, you know. And, you know, and he's been also, you know, the third guard he's been with, you know, this year too. So, you know, he's a young player. He's talented, like I've said before. And yeah, I think you kind of see he's starting to get in a groove. And he's learning. He's absorbing knowledge. That's, you know, rookie year, that's all you're doing. I remember my rookie year and all the stuff that I was trying to balance and figure out and do all that. I mean, it's just a whirlwind of things you have to learn, you know. And for him, I think he's done a phenomenal job growing from, you know, his mistakes and understanding that, you know. And, you know, like that hold that he had in the game. I just remember – as that play went, I'm like, you got to pass, you got to move on, like, next play. And the next play, you know, made a heck of a block, and we got the ball down to Debo, and I was like, it's a race, you're good, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing about next play mentality. Mm-hmm. You know, so you know, I've been pretty proud of how he's been able to learn and really absorb his knowledge and become better each and every week.
Yeah, it's certainly been impressive. And I don't know that you saw this. Connerly threw 12 games, the only player on that offense to take all 100% of the snaps. Biotis is right behind him at like 99.6, but pretty impressive for a rook, man.
For sure. For sure. I for me, I'm really happy I get, you know, the ability to, you know, be there for him. Help him through this process, and obviously see his growth. So it's pretty cool.
Now it's time for our Paisanos Players Chat with our guy Sam Cosme. But first, no one appreciates 106.7 The Fan listeners more than our friends at Paisanos. And they're proving it. Score 30% off any order of $30 or more with promo code FAN30. You can load up on pizza, wings, pastas, salads, whatever you're craving by using promo code FAN30 at checkout. Paisanos is not just pizza, but something for everyone. PaisanosPizza.com. Dude, so I heard some folks in the background there. Are you at the facility right now?
Yeah, I'm getting treatment as we talk right now, as we speak.
Like, what is that? You getting on your knee or what?
Yeah, knee, just anything else that's kind of bothering me. But yeah, primarily the knee right
maintenance.
Now.
Maintenance.
Annual maintenance.
Maintenance.
Weekly exactly. Maintenance, probably.
Exactly. Yeah, my daughter calls me Humpty Dumpty. So.
Dude, speaking of your daughter, how is mom? How we doing with baby watch?
Yeah, you know, like... Again, it's
at Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Every day is like, oh, are you ready? I don't know. We'll see. I'm just waiting for that phone call or, hey, we're already packed up whenever that comes, but I, like I said, it could be any day, any week. I don't know. It's right around the corner.
Oh yeah, they come when they're ready.
With I don't know what players do, and I think it's totally reasonable for everybody to handle it differently. Do you even have the discussion of like, okay, because this is the last real long road trip left going to Minnesota. Everything else is just the farthest you're going is New York and Philly. Do you just say, all right, let's just get through this week and we'll figure the rest of this out?
Yeah. I mean, try to get through the week. We kind of talked about, hey, you know, obviously game time decisions and stuff like that. But, like, for the most part, I'm like, hey, babe, like, you know, at this time, I'm playing the game. Like, but, like, I'll try to make it there before and then hurry up, but I'm playing in the game. So, yeah, we've kind of talked about it. And figuring out, but yeah, it's definitely, you know, fingers crossed he comes at a good time where none of that has to happen.
Sure. You know, just so you know, I'm committed to Sam. I was blogging in the delivery room while my wife was recovering. So I understand the commitment.
Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
I made it from Kansas City to the delivery room.
You were on a free agent visit too.
I was on a free agent visit and I told Marty, I said, I got to go, dog.
Yeah,
he said, what do you mean? I say, wife calls, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
I got to go.
Yeah, 100%.
Yep.
Sam, what's it like a week like this? And I thought, dude, the guts Mariota showed Sunday night was incredible. You know, on some of those design runs, he was taking some big licks. And I know what you guys believe in with Marcus, and I know what you guys believe in with Jaden. What's it like on a week where there's some question, at least publicly, maybe privately that's different, but there's some question who's going to get the start Sunday?
Yeah, you know, I think the great part about our situation is that, you know, regardless of Jaden or Marcus, we have faith in both of those quarterbacks. I think that's pretty rare to have a backup quarterback that, you know, everybody, you know, you can plug him in and the whole team has faith in him, you know, and... you know, Marcus has put that on display countless, you know, times, and you know, he plays hard, like we've all seen. And you know, he, I mean, that one fourth down, the, you know, pass interference. I mean, he was just doing everything he could to fight to get that ball out, and, you know, gave us a chance, and they got a PI. I mean, you know, if he just stops and just, you know, gets tackled there and doesn't fight, you know,
totally,
game's over, you know? So yeah, like, he just countlessly just puts it on display every time he's on the football field.
So I don't know how much, like, when you're in the huddle, especially late in the game, play call comes in. I don't know that you think about the play call or just like think immediately about your assignment, but I got to ask you one specific. So late in that game, in regulation, you guys are driving to tie it up. That was an incredible drive. I mean, just the guts you guys showed on an 18-play field goal drive. But it was, I want to be sure I get this right, 3rd and 3, you're down 3, and I don't know if it was the designed quarterback run. It sure seemed like it was, where you're out of the shotgun and Mariota takes off to the left. Was that the play call for him to run for that first down? Were you like, oh my God, what if he gets tackled inbounds? We're going to have a lot of trouble. Like, what's going through your head in that moment?
So normally it's not, I'm not thinking of anything like that. I'm whatever they call, we run it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's very few times where they have a call out there and I'm thinking to myself, like, what the heck, you know, but like, you know, but like he said, hey, we're going to run. And then Marcus, I think on that specific play, made a great play to get out of bounds.
Incredible. Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I, you know, like I said, they call it, we run it. So that's just the mentality we have. And like I said, Marcus was able to make a play to get out of bounds. I like, you know, in those type of situations where it's very high tense, you just got to really just focus it and zone in on your assignment and what you're doing and what they call it, you know?
Totally.
So,
yeah.
What kind of lift does having Terry back on the field give you guys?
Oh, everybody loves Terry. I just having him on the field and his presence and just his positivity, you know, just, and his personality too. I mean, I, you know, you can have guys that have, like, for a guy like him to be a star and have a, you know, kind of like a star, I don't know, like wide receiver mentality. He's just so down to earth, and we just all love him. You know, like, dude's a great guy. Like, and anytime he's out there and seeing his energy and the energy he brings to the team and the plays he makes, I mean, it was so nice to have him back out there.
Playmaker.
We're,
so, he hits the ground running, man.
Totally. I mean, for you as an O-lineman, that life's all about physicality, and to see a receiver that plays with that physicality, does it stand out?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. It's nice because it's like, you know, we're able to, you know, our job is to make, you know, block the guys that we need to block in order to make our playmakers make a play. And to see him put the effort and the physicality he does, it just makes his block even harder, for sure.
So I was curious, on a personal level, just, you know, I've covered Terry like you. Like, I've known you guys since you're drafted. The touchdown throw in overtime goes to Terry, called back on the penalty. I was really happy he then caught it on fourth down. Does that make any sense that he still got in the end zone there?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, again, that's, I thought Debo scored on the play. I didn't know he scored, but yeah.
And then they moved it to the 2. I was like, how did he get to the 2? He was at the goal line.
And he hit.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things in that game. I was just kind of like, we're just standing around waiting, them making decisions. It was a very interesting game.
Well, I'll say it for you so you don't get fined. The refs were god awful in that game.
Yeah, the what's it called, intentional grounding. Yeah, with a receiver standing right there. Yeah, right. Okay.
I don't know. You know, they made calls. You got a little bit. I can't say much more.
You don't have
to. Don't worry. I'll say it. B-Mint said it. Not him. Not Sam.
Sam, as always, dude, we appreciate you. We appreciate the time. Rest up, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Commander's right guard, Sam Cosmi, had a tremendous game against Denver. You like to think that O-line blocks like that against Minnesota, might be coming home with a dub. That was our weekly Paisanos Players Chat with Sam Cosmi. Keep in mind, no one appreciates 106.7 The Fan listeners more than our friends at Paisanos, and they're proving it. Score 30% off any order of $30 or more with promo code FAN30. Load up on pizza, wings, pastas, salads, whatever it is you're craving by using the promo code FAN30 at checkout. Paisanos, not just pizza, but something for everyone. PaisanosPizza.com.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.